A beautiful way to honor the life of one's parent is through the literary art of poetry. Marie Serkin uses her gift of language to eulogize her father, Nachman Serkin, through poetic verse as she pays tribute to his life and his efforts to help build a Jewish state in the land of Israel. The poems that we will discuss were written for her father, one upon his death in 1924, and the other 27 years later, when his remains were buried in the land of Israel on the shores of Lake Kinneret. Marie Serkin was an author, editor, and teacher who was active in the Zionist cause for many decades in America. Nachman Serkin was the founder of Labor Zionism and a leader of the Socialist Zionist faction at the first Zionist Congress in 1897. Her father was an early proponent of the Jewish National Fund and was also the first person to propose that immigrants to Palestine form collective settlements known as kibbutzim. Marie helped found and contributed to the labor Zionist journal Jewish Frontier and also served as the editor of the Herzl Press and served on the editorial boards of other Zionist publications such as Midstream and Middle East Review. She became a well-known advocate for the Zionist cause and for the establishment of Israel as the Jewish state. Marie wrote extensively about Jewish identity and Israel throughout her career. Contained in her collection at the American Jewish Archives are numerous letters and correspondence between Marie and Jewish leaders, the likes of David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir. Marie's life and work embodied the American Jew who was devoted to the Zionist cause and the establishment of a Jewish state, but whose own roots were solidly planted in the soil of America. Being an American was central to her identity, but she was very much attached to her Jewish upbringing and religious ties to the Jewish community. She was very comfortable in the role of a dual identity. In the first poem entitled The Dreamer, Marie writes about her father, who died suddenly of a heart attack before ever seeing the fruits of his labors and the Jewish state. She likens him to an eagle who fell in flight. He was strong, a man who envisioned the creation of a Jewish state based on the ideals of socialism and the toil of Jewish hands. It is interesting that she uses the eagle, a strong symbol of America, to symbolize her father. It could be assumed that she did so to demonstrate and encourage the possibility of living a substantive American life as a Jew and as a Zionist. She recognized the difficult challenges and hardships of his fight, but acknowledged his strength to pursue his Zionist dream. Zionism in America was at this time in history a new movement that was not accepted at first by the Jewish community at large. Jews in America wanted to demonstrate that their loyalty was to America and not make it seem as if they were stretched between two different lands. At the end of the poem, Serkin writes, "The dreamer men, I know, forget, but some will not forget the dream." She acknowledges that even though the man, her father, had passed away, the dream he had was immortal and would survive through those who believed in the importance of a viable Jewish state. The second poem, Return, was written 27 years later as she brought her father's remains to Israel to be buried along the shores of Lake Kinneret. She makes the point that out of the horror of the Holocaust, from the ashes of Jewish souls, the Jewish state was born. Even though her father was only bones, she knew that his spirit was overjoyed, exalted, and glowing with pride, knowing that he was being returned home to the state he had envisioned. She was so proud that her father could be a part of the dream he had dreamt for so many years. She writes, "Could you but see what flag flies from the mast?" This line of the poem is so powerful. A state flag represents validity, strength, and power. The Israeli flag flying over his grave in a state where there was a government based on democratic values, where the toils of the first pioneers were coming to fruition, and where her father's dream of a Jewish state was fulfilled. It is a very emotional and powerful image. She honors her father as one who saw and one who knew. He was a visionary. He was a dreamer. He was a believer.